Come on. All the children, please come up and sit with me, please. Big group. Good job. You can sit on the floor, it's okay. You can sit on the floor. Finn, you can sit right there, that's good. Come on out, come on, Maddie. Okay, is everybody ready? Yeah? So here we are in the middle of this purple time, this getting ready time. What is this getting ready time called? I know you all know it. Go ahead, say it. Advent, absolutely, absolutely. And what are we getting ready for in the time of Advent? Getting any particular person we're getting ready for? Birth of Jesus Christ. Well, I was wondering, is there any other man you're kind of excited about at Christmas time? Santa. Ooh, Santa. So I was wondering if I met Santa and he knew I was talking to you today, what would he want me to talk to you about? And I was thinking he'd want me to talk to you about the true meaning of Christmas. And I thought he might give me a bag with some things that might help us talk about the true meaning of Christmas. So let's see. A Christmas tree, an evergreen tree. Most of us decorate our houses with either a real evergreen tree or a tree that looks like an evergreen tree. And we use an evergreen tree because it symbolizes everlasting life with Jesus Christ. And all the needles of the fir tree point upward to remind us to turn our hearts and thoughts towards God in heaven. Let's see what else we have in here. A star. And a star is the symbol of promises made long ago. God promised to send a Savior to the world, His only Son. And the star in heaven is the symbol of that promise fulfilled. What else? What is it? A candle. A candle that we might see at Christmas time reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. A wreath. A wreath is the symbol that true love never ends. It goes round and round. A present, a gift. God sent His Son, Jesus, to be a gift to the world. Thanks be to God for this unspeakable gift. The wise men also brought gifts when they came to see Jesus, and they bowed down before Him to present their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And that is the spirit that we are to give gifts to each other at Christmas time. A candy cane. A candy cane represents a shepherd's crook, and a shepherd used his crook to help bring the lost sheep back into the fold. And the candy cane reminds us that we are our brother's keeper and that we are to help each other when we might be lost. Thank you. an angel. The angels sing of the glorious birth of Jesus Christ, saying, thanks be to God, peace on earth, goodwill toward all. Let's see if we can hang her on the tree. Oh, okay. I'll put that back in. A bell. Lost sheep are found by the sound of a bell. The bell is the symbol of guidance and return. So those are all the things that I think Santa might have wanted to show you. But I think most of all, Santa would want us to remember the true meaning of Christmas, and that he is a humble servant who bows down before Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of all. And that's it. You can go back and sit with your parents now.